This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump is expanding his attacks after a weekend of bashing a leading black congressman. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says his tweets that Elijah Cummings' majority black Baltimore district is a disgusting mess where no human being would want to live were not racist. Instead, he says Cummings is racist for not helping his constituents. This morning, the president blasted civil rights advocate Al Sharpton, who went to Baltimore to condemn him, tweeting, "Al is a con man, a troublemaker." Sharpton says he'll keep making trouble for bigots.
If he really thought I was a con man, he'd be nominating me for his cabinet.
Aides say the president's comments were hyperbole, but they come after his racist tweets against four congresswomen of color. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump Monday signed a bipartisan bill to ensure that a victim's compensation fund related to the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, never runs out of money.
Today, we come together as one nation to support our September 11th heroes, to care for their families, and to renew our eternal vow, never, ever forget.
The $7.4 billion fund had been running low, with benefits slashed severely. The legislation signed Monday extends the fund through 2092, essentially providing for first responders for the rest of their lives. Since 9/11, more than 40,000 people have applied to the fund. The United States is not ruling out working-level talks with North Korean officials on the sidelines of Southeast Asian regional meetings. When U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrives in Thailand this week, experts say Pyongyang's recent missile launch is unlikely to reverse Washington's current diplomatic efforts. From the VOA News Center in Washington, this is VOA News. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, led a delegation